I recently posted to friends and family a photo taken of our cute 5-year-old granddaughter standing with others at the Oakland, California No Kings demonstration. She's holding up a colorful handmade sign, "I want to grow up free." It's a simple and direct sentiment, but conveys a deep sadness that living in a democracy, we shouldn't have to say we want to live free. This was a remarkable day of protests across America, with an estimated 7 million citizens peacefully making their views public. Meanwhile, Trump posted an AI-generated video of himself wearing a crown and flying a jet labeled King Trump, and dumping brown liquid poop on protesters in all the towns and cities. Stephen Colbert mocked this fictional AI Trump by saying, "Eat a vegetable, baby. You got a real problem." House Speaker Mike Johnson defended this video as satire. But I submit that my granddaughter's sign captures the real truth of what we citizens are experiencing. And this truth comes with a warning. If we don't protect our democratic form of government by making our voices heard, we may lose our ability to live free, to disagree with our leaders, to keep people safe, to pressure lawmakers to change unjust laws, to advocate for freedom of immigrants, and to make sure our grandchildren inherit a secure and vibrant democratic life. I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.